Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and we're looking forward to church tonight. And we meet at 6:30 on Wednesday nights for our midweek service, and always, always just exactly what we need right in the middle of the week. And we look forward to the service again this evening. We have children's clubs that meet for the school-age children. We have fully staffed nursery for the little ones, and then the rest of us are in the auditorium, and we have just a great time together. Always have a missionary letter read. We always have a prayer guide we give out to everyone, and a man come lead us in prayer. And then, of course, we have a study of God's Word. So Wednesday night, 6:30 for the service. Our Spanish service also meets on Wednesday night, and they start at 7 on Wednesday evenings, and we invite you out for their service as well. We still are enjoying the wonderful Resurrection Sunday that we enjoyed this past Sunday, and just God's been so good to us here, and we're so thankful for His blessing, and we're thankful that He's our God, and we have the opportunity to serve Him with our lives. We're here for such a time as this, and so let's be faithful to Him throughout the day today. Now, I want to call your attention to something in Isaiah chapter 39. Just a couple of verses I'll read, and then I'll catch up to date with what the story is here. The Bible says, Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All that is in my house have they seen. Mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Hezekiah had prayed. He was sick. He was going to die. And he turned his face to the wall, and he wept, and he prayed, and asked God for more time, for 15 more years. And God granted it to him. And yet Hezekiah destroyed himself in those 15 years. It was Babylon came down to look at his treasure, look at his house, and he showed him everything. And Isaiah the prophet said, they're just whetting their appetite. They just come down to see what you have. They'll come back to take it all. And he asked that question, What have they seen in thy house? You know, Israel had some great leaders. They had some great kings, and Hezekiah was one of them. But they didn't have many good homes to look to. Eli was faithful in his office, but he had sons who were not. Samuel was a great prophet. Nothing bad is ever said about Samuel, except his sons wouldn't follow his footsteps. And that's why Israel, after Samuel was ready to die, they said, give us a king. Give us a king, because they couldn't put his sons in his place. David was a great king, and he loved God, but his family fell apart. You know, for children to live for God, and that's really the burden and desire for every Bible-believing parent, is that our children would live for God and their lives would count for the Lord. And while church plays a part in that, church is only for, if you're there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, you may be there for 4 hours, 5 hours. But my friend, there's 168 hours in a week. And so the question would be this, what have they seen in thy house? What have they seen in your house? Number one, they ought to see salvation in your house. Is there evidence of the Lord's salvation in your house? You know, I go back to the book of Joshua when the spies were hid by Rahab. And then later on when they attacked Jericho, how would they identify her house? He said, there'll be a scarlet cord in the window. And then we'll know that's your house and it'll be spared. The word will go out. You understand, when the jailer got saved in Philippi and got saved and baptized with his house the same hour of the night. What have they seen in thy house? Hey, what do we see on the bookshelf in your house? What do we see with the magazines that come into your house? What do we see with the DVDs that come into your house? What do we see with the live stream that comes into your house? What do we see on the television that comes into your house? Does it speak of salvation? You see, when the death angel came through Egypt, they would have to have the blood applied to the doorpost of their house. That speaks of salvation in the house. When others come to your home, can they tell this is a Christian home? Can they tell this is a home that loves God and serves God? This is a home where people are saved? When children look about your home, does it speak of salvation? Are there Bible verses on the wall? I remember when G. Campbell Morgan spoke about his son and his newlywed wife, and they invited him over to their apartment to see their first apartment. And he walked in and he looked around and he said, well, it's nice, but there's something wrong. And they were just kind of astounded. What wrong? What's wrong? He said, there's nothing in this apartment to tell you this is a Christian home, that this belongs to God. Well, they set out to remedy that right away. My friend, does your home speak of salvation? Does your home speak of prayer? If we said, what have they seen in your house? Would you say they see prayer in my house? Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 was praying in his house. Now he was praying for someone to come and show him how to be saved. When Peter was in prison, after they had already beheaded James and intended to bring Peter out, John Mark's mother held a prayer meeting at her house, and they were all praying. And when Peter got out of prison, he shook himself and he realized, okay, somebody's praying somewhere. And when he thought about what house would they pray, he thought about John Mark's mother. And he went to the prayer meeting. Do you pray in your home? Do you pray at meals? Do you pray at bedtime? Do you pray for special needs? The Bible says, be careful, be full of care, be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Pray about everything. In everything by prayer and supplication. Is prayer seen in your home? Is salvation seen in your home? Is the Bible seen in your home? You know, back when they moved the Ark of God, Abinadab had the Ark of God in his house. The Ark contained the tables of stone, the commandments of God. And God blessed his house because of that. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 6 that the words that I command you, he talks about, I want to read it to you. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is a commission to Israel. Notice what he said. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And now watch, then these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Now watch, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. And when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. The word of God all over the house, thine house, post of thine house, gates of thine house. Is there scripture in your house? Is the Bible out where it can be seen? Are there plaques with scripture verses on it? For years and years and years, all the years we've been married that I can remember, 40-some years, listen, we'd have a plaque up. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. Is there things in your home? Is there scripture in your home? Is the music you listen to in your home consistent with the Word of God? What have they seen in thine house? Do they see the Bible in your home? Do they see prayer in your home? Do they see salvation in your home? Do they see obedience in your home? Do they see that we have a house here that we live in, our home, but we use it for God's service? You know, Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. Where did he have it? In an upper room. Somebody gave him their upper room to meet in and gather. Mary and Martha, Jesus would oftentimes resort there to their home. And he was there to have dinner on many occasions in their home. The Shunammite woman in the Old Testament added on to her house. She built what we would call today a prophet's chamber. It's a bedroom and a bed and a table and a candlestick. A place where he could rest and he could still read and study. It was a place where when Elisha passed through, he would have a place to rest. You see, use your home. Use your home to host missionaries. Use your home to have couples over for fellowship. Use your home to have a Bible study with a neighbor. Use your home to minister to others. Listen, Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years, and there wasn't anybody that accepted his message outside of his family. But I'll guarantee you, as Noah looked around that ark, he sure was satisfied that his family was in. His family was in. How great that must have been for Noah. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the whole family served God. I think the whole family ought to be serving God. I think one of the great mistakes churches make is when we come to church, we split everybody up and we split the family up. Now, you may do that on a Sunday morning. You may do that on a Wednesday. But listen, don't do it every service. That's a great mistake. Keep the family together and let the family serve together. The whole family can visit and pass out gospel tracts. The whole family can sit in church together. The whole family could help on a bus route. The whole family could serve in a children's church. Everybody can serve God. The whole family can take a turn cleaning the church building. Listen, kids, children do not lose interest in church. Parents do. And children lose interest because the parents lost interest. Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And listen, the psalmist reminds us, let's serve the Lord with gladness. Be happy in the service of the king. Don't just serve. Be happy in the service of the king. Don't like, come on, kids, we got to go do this. Come on, kids, we got to go to church. No, don't. Be careful. How's your attitude? Are you happy in the service of the king? And let me ask you this. What else have they seen in thy house? Have they seen forgiveness? Oh, I think of the prodigal. As he comes home and dad runs out to meet him, hugs him and kisses him. There was weeping and there was tenderness and there was forgiveness. They were all there. Where? In his house. Listen, is your home the place of grudges or criticism or gossip, or is it a place of love and forgiveness and kindness and tenderness? What have they seen in thy house? You know, the Bible says in Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. So I ask you the question today on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, what have they seen in thy house? Have they seen salvation? Have they seen prayer? Would we see the Bible? Would we see obedience to God? Would we see forgiveness and love in your house? The question Isaiah asked Hezekiah was, what have they seen in thy house? I hope they would see salvation and prayer and the Bible and obedience and forgiveness and love in my house. And they would know that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Well, let's take that to heart this Wednesday, shall we? So let's be in our place tonight, a midweek service. You have a church you belong to, you be there, and you ask God to minister to your heart and allow you to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And then we'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. All right. Thank you so much for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. Thank you for those who pray for us and who support us from time to time. Janet, I got your gift. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you listening to the broadcast. And if we can help you in any way, just let us know. Bob will give you the details here at the end of the broadcast. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
sunny smile.